Mwela Zimbabwe, Mwela Zimbabwe, welcome, welcome, welcome to Live Talk, the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Mwela Zimbabwe, to everybody tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, the Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, April 12th, 2021. Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. I'm your host, Mike Ole. Once again, to everybody tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome to Live Talk, the Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, tonight on the Connection, Mwela Zimbabwe, we're going to be focusing on what's happening in South Africa. Zanzi for sure. We're going to be speaking to youth based in South Africa as we focus on the latest wave of xenophobic outbreaks, this time led by a campaign titled Operation Dudula. Now, we're going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth to focus on their safety and, of course, how Operation Dudula is affecting their lives. Now, unfortunately, Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, Mwela Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will be unable to tune in and to be able to call in live as per usual. However, because you're still viewing this program as per the recording, please feel free to provide your feedback, which we will be able to see on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Ganyela, VOA Studio 7. Yaphinda njalo, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. For all our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on our official YouTube page, that being at VOA Zimbabwe, Nyaphinda njalo, at VOA Zimbabwe. That's our official YouTube page. And for those that like watching the program on our web pages, we're broadcasting as we speak on our three web pages, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voanjabele.com, and www.voashona.com. So, Mwela Zimbabwe, Thokoza Muhle. Kindly share the program with your networks. Usakhangana ukuthinya pipe akanze share lingakhohlwa ukufitizela lapha yokubhala ukuthi share ukuze sibukele phela uhlelo ngobunengi bethu Mwela Zimbabwe. Also remember to press the like button. Thinya pipe akanze like fitizela that little heart button ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela Mthakazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle sisonke like so atiritose pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki wethu together here on Live Talk at the Connection. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comments section so that we get to see your feedback. So, Lingakhohlwa Izulukandaba, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages. So, we're looking forward to seeing your feedback. Now, as usual, Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let us kick off our program with an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the latest statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has recorded over 247,010 COVID-19 cases, 240,496 recoveries, and 5,460 deaths. Now, last night alone, the ministry reported 37 new COVID cases, 157 recoveries, and 3 deaths. So I repeat, the latest statistics recorded last night, 37 new cases, 157 recoveries, and 3 deaths. Now, to date, Zimbabwe has vaccinated 5,730,327. Those are the amount of people that have taken the first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we're talking about the people who are fully vaccinated, people who have taken both the first and the second jab, the current numbers are 3,597,602. So those are the amount of people that are fully vaccinated. So those are the latest COVID statistics in Zimbabwe. Mwela Zimbabwe, balani mibono yenu. Wenu usuhlatshiwe na wabayiwe Jackson. Rakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19. For if you haven't, please write in the comment section as to why you have not been vaccinated yet. Mwela Zimbabwe, makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo Live Talk, the Connection, lilami umaikove. Did Shout out there to a message by Mr. T. Darira. Swa in Darira. Just you know they're partnering up with the Roots Africans. Gezai Maoko. COVID-19 is real. We are Shapela Uti Darira. With equally COVID-19, Yabulala Nempela, Linga Kotlugu, Uz Vigel as Luganda Bans, Gezai Maoko, Yashon Empeluz, Gezani Zanta, Yashon Jalo would say hi, Linga Minyani, Mopunengi Benu, Ukulumen Yashon Jalo would say, Shatwa, it checks an elevated COVID-19, Ubonanjani Lokus Luganda. Now, let us delve into tonight's discussion, Maria Zimbabwe. Let us focus on tonight's discussion. Tonight, we're going to be focusing on South Africa. We're going to be speaking to Zimbabweans based in South Africa. Now, another wave of xenophobic outbreaks recently broke out in the Southern African nation. Now, predominantly affecting the township areas or poverty-stricken areas. Now, Operation Dudula is the latest campaign. Currently operating out of Gauteng, predominantly, and recently in Durban. Their demand, of course, being that they want undocumented immigrants to immediately leave South Africa and return to their home nations. Now, without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Reuters, whereby it shows one of the most recent marches held in Hillbro, which is an area whose population is mainly occupied by foreign nationals, and Operation Kibula was there recently. So let's head over to that clip and we continue.
Committed against South African citizens at the hands of foreigners who are entering the country illegally. They are undocumented in the country and therefore they promote a lot of crime in our inner city.
We want to see the people of South Africa reclaiming the control of South Africa back into their hands. And we want to see the people of South Africa playing a meaningful role in terms of economic activities rather than being spectators when it comes to economic activities. Because you cannot sit at more than 50% unemployment rate and still have room to employ illegal migrants.
Dudula is a place where you are here to fight for the future of the current and future South African. There's no other reason why we are here.
Right there, Muri Zimbabwe, that was a clip there of Operation Dudula. They recently were in Hillbro, which is an area in Johannesburg whose population is predominantly foreign nationals. So that was Operation Pitula there in Hillbrow, stating their demands, highlighting their concerns, and highlighting what they want. Now, Operation Pitula has been met with resistance by government and local rights groups. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa recently came out labeling Operation Pitula as a vigilante group, and according to him, the group is not only violating the rights of immigrants, but also breaking South African law. Now, let us head over to a clip that we have, once again, courtesy of Reuters, of President Cyril Ramaphosa speaking on Operation Pitula. But this clip doesn't just stop there. We're also going to hear from local rights groups or lawyers who are representing immigrants. And of course, we're going to hear from the victims of Operation Pitula themselves. So let's head over to that clip. And when we come back, siqhubekela phambili nohlelo Chicken Ramberi,
those who are setting up the organization say Botudula Bomangma Rere, that is contravening the law. We cannot allow a situation where we are going to get people who will embark on vigilantism to deal with a problem, a social problem. We must collectively, as South Africans, deal with it. Runa, from government side, we will do our work.
There's an increasing number of political leaders who have been making very concerning public statements about migrants. We've seen the government, for example, suspend and end the Zimbabwean special permit. These are all signs that the state is blaming migrants for the problems in our country. And in that climate, with the emergence of Operation Dudula, it is of serious concern their actions of attacking foreign nationals in various townships.
Some of the group actually came in, went in all over the place, searching all the place and banging the doors as well, shouting Mabahambe, Mabahambe. And for me as a father, not only to my immediate family but to the broader community, it actually traumatized me. But I was thinking to myself, what is going to happen now?
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you heard there from President Cyril Ramaphosa, umongameli wabo le South Africa. Mthungameli wenyika yeku South Africa ba Cyril Ramaphosa. You also heard there from local rights groups and victims of Operation Pitula, highlighting how they were affected by Operation Pitula. But we also reached out to young Zimbabweans who are based in South Africa to hear more. The first person we're going to be speaking to is Vincent Chuma, who is a Zimbabwean politician and entrepreneur based in South Africa. Now, Vincent talks to us about Operation Pitula and, of course, the recent death of a 44-year-old Zimbabwean, Elvis Nyati, who fell victim to a xenophobic attack. And we also touch on several other related issues. So without wasting time, Marie Zimbabwe, let us head over to that conversation that I had with Vincent Chuma over the weekend as we focused on the proceedings of Operation Pitula. And of course, how this is impacting the lives of young Zimbabweans.
So in Operation Pitula, it is a vigilant group that targets and scapegoats African immigrants, especially those from the SADC region like Maputo, Zimbabwe, Malawi. Those are being scapegoated for the prevalence of South Africa's socio-economic challenges that they are currently facing. But also, their vigilantism is perpetuated by our power-hungry politicians. So I believe Operation Tudula, their energies and their frustrations, they are misguided on the wrong people. Instead of focusing their frustrations on the government, and corruption and wrong policies that have crumbled the South African economy, they tend to put the blame on African immigrants. They don't blame the employers. They blame the African immigrants. They attack African immigrants, the most vulnerable of the society. So, and also, I believe that even though they will to target the vulnerable in South Africa, it will not guarantee them job opportunities. It will not guarantee them economic opportunities. They have to direct their anger and their frustrations on the ruling government and on politicians. That's what I believe. And also, it won't guarantee that it won't be any crime, because crime has been always there. Before the influx of immigrants, there's been crime in South Africa. So, yeah, basically, that's Operation Tudula for me. I believe it's just a vigilant group.
You mentioned that you live close to a township, a location. Talk to us about how the interaction is in all these areas, between foreign nationals and of course, locals.
Okay, let me first start by emphasizing that Operation Tudula does not reflect the attitudes of South Africans with regard to African immigrants. It's just a small group of people who are very frustrated by whatever is frustrating them, but they don't represent the multitude, the millions of South Africans. And I'll have to admit, people are frustrated. There are no jobs, the economy is shrinking, there are so many social economic ills, for example, electricity issues. And when it comes to electricity, people not with these load sheddings and not having electricity, you investigate and you find that most of it is because of cable debt. And we know that Zimbabweans, most of them, they're still cables. So, yeah, most people are frustrated with the influx of immigrants, especially Zimbabweans, in the townships.
The demands of this small group are saying that they want undocumented immigrants to leave the country, merely because of what you just alluded to, that some Zimbabweans, some Nigerians, some foreign nationals are coming in and they do commit crime merely because of the job opportunities being very scarce. So what is your reaction to their demands when they say they want all undocumented foreign immigrants to leave the country as soon as possible?
I don't think it's about documented and undocumented. The undocumented is just a show of face. Actually, they don't want African immigrants. You know, when it comes to Europeans, people come from Europe, they are considered investors. But immigrants from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Malawi, Nigeria, they are considered criminals. So it's not a matter of being documented and undocumented. It's other thing that they don't want African immigrants.
Now, you talked, to go back to what you mentioned, the locales, I guess, the areas in which a lot of these xenophobic attacks seem to break out. If we look at it, a lot of them are townships and poverty-stricken areas. What is it about these areas that keeps arousing this xenophobia tension between locals and foreign nationals?
Okay, let me start by saying South Africans need to be prioritized in their own local economy, when it comes to employment prospects, when it comes to healthcare prospects. South Africans need to be prioritized. That's the job of any government. It is to prioritize their citizens. But now, if you remember very well, since 2008, millions of Zimbabweans have been flooding into South Africa looking for opportunities. And most of those millions, they came into townships and lived in townships. They don't have medical aid. Some of them are gardeners. Some of them are builders. Some of them are selling their fruits and veg. It brings about too much competition for resources that are already scarce. The South African economy has been shrinking, especially since the lockdowns. businesses have been closing, people have been losing jobs. So now it has become very difficult to get employment. It has become very difficult to operate a business. So now it has become a survival of the fittest. And I think South Africans have got this feeling that maybe that things are blind in their own economy. You know, it's so painful. We are not working as South African. But now there comes a Zimbabwe and every day is carrying plastic bags full of groceries. And you are struggling to get a job. But for them, it's easy. So, those kind of things, they tend to breed xenophobic sentiments.
Now, let's talk a little more about the, entrepreneurs. Because amongst the population of people who are coming in as immigrants are young entrepreneurs. What can these, foreign entrepreneurs do towards easing the tension between locals and foreign nationals, so, you know, creating job opportunities within the country?
I also used to run a business. I'm still running it, still operating, but I get a very negative impact when it comes to COVID. I used to employ many local guys. But also it's very difficult in terms of growing your business because immigration laws, they become tougher for one to operate a business. But now what I can say about entrepreneurs is that when you come from wherever you're coming from outside the borders of South Africa, I'll encourage you to open a business and employ locals instead of employing people from outside. Then people will begin to have confidence in your business. But if you come, you are from outside, let's say, for example, you are from Zimbabwe, and your company is employing in Zimbabweans, then it's not going to work. It will create tensions between South Africans and foreigners.
There's a lot of undocumented immigrants that come into South Africa, of course, with the hopes that, you know, I'm seeking greener pastures. However, yes, as been recorded and reported in several cases, for example, Zimbabweans, there's been an increase in the amount of young Zimbabweans who have been reported or caught committing violent crimes, which is part of the instigation behind what people of Operation Bidula are saying. They're saying that people are coming in, they're committing crimes, and granted, yes, locals do commit crimes, but for them it's a case of foreign nationals are committing crimes. And so they want them to go. So what would you say to young Zimbabweans who come into South Africa with the hopes of seeking a greener pasture, but find themselves prey to, crime?
When it comes to crime, we're supposed to understand that people in a foreign land, they don't listen to anybody. They just want to do as they like. But one thing I can guarantee for you, as the Zimbabwean community, they know who are the criminals amongst their community. So even though you try to push them and to show them that, no, try to do something with your own hands or get a skill and be productive. Nowadays, it's not a matter of you getting a job. It's a matter of you being self-employed, trying to get a skill, developing yourself so that you can be able to feed yourself and your family. But also you can't give crime an identity. You know, you can't say the crime was committed by a South African national is better for the same crime that was committed by Zimbabwe. But also, we have to understand that you are in a foreign land. If you are in a foreign land, you need to observe the laws of that land. You know, I always tell people that if my daughter comes into my house, steals milk from the fridge, I'll be angry and maybe furious. But if a neighbor's son breaks into my house, opens my fridge, steals my milk, I'll be more than angry, I'll be more than furious, and I might not be very forgiving. So it's the same. Zimbabwean nationals, Zimbabwean young people who are in South Africa, they need to do away with committing crime in a country that is not theirs. And then also you find out that most Zimbabweans are suffering for the crimes of only a few. Because it's not all Zimbabweans who come here to commit crime. Maybe that their only crime is being undocumented only. That would be their only crime, most of them. But also we know that in the city of Johannesburg, the Johannesburg CBD, you can't walk. freely without being marked by a Zimbabwean, young person. We know that in places like Gibbs City, we are not free, but you might be marked or even killed by a Zimbabwean, by a Zimbabwean immigrant. Oh, I've also been a victim. I've been marked before by Zimbabweans. I've been hijacked before in 2019 by Zimbabweans. But you know, as a community, as the Zimbabwean community, know the people coming Chinese. It's that time, as a community, we work with the law enforcement agencies to expose the criminal elements amongst our communities. But for those who are not getting jobs, you need to make sure that you get a skill, train yourself, develop yourself, and try to be self-employed. There are always jobs for builders. There are always people who are looking for bricklayers. There are always people who are looking for people who can make or fix shoes or tailors. You don't have to rely on you getting a job. Try to be self-employed. That's the best option for young people instead of getting into crime.
As highlighted throughout this conversation, xenophobic attacks in South Africa, especially in the township areas, have come and gone over the years. Operation Dudula is not the first incident. And a lot of foreign nationals, merely for financial reasons, find themselves in these areas. So what do you think can be done by foreign nationals entering the areas to ease the tension between locals and themselves, especially now that there's only a certain amount of resources, which already seem to be scarce?
We need to understand that South Africans generally, not all of them, but generally South Africans are very hospitable people. They're very hospitable. They've been very accommodating, even in the townships. Even when there's a fight for a survival of the fittest, but South Africans still have been so welcoming and so hospitable. But now, what I can say, for foreign nations to prevent tensions between them and locals, the first thing, most locals, they complain about crime. That's what basically they complain about. The criminal elements amongst the foreign nationals, those ones, they need to be getting rid of. Those are the ones that basically most of the times create tension between locals and foreigners. So it's good when you are being hosted by another country, observe the laws of that country. Now, I'll say, for example, I know maybe it's not much, or some people might not consider it as that deep, but in a township, you can have a situation where Zimbabweans are renting, are being rented a back room. Are being rented by a back room by a landlord. And they'll be busy playing music, let's say at around 12 midnight, playing loud music. When the landlord tells them that, no, reduce your volume, and then they'll tell the landlord that, I paid my rent. So it's some of the things that, it is the small foxes that create tensions between locals and foreign nationals. They need to observe the laws of the country and also avoid partaking in any criminal activities. And if you know that there's a Zimbabwean who is a criminal or is involved in acts of crime, report them to the law enforcement, report them to the CPF, the community policing forums, so that we can get rid of the tensions between locals and foreigners. That's what I believe.
Do you have any additional words you'd like to leave to the audience?
So what I'd like to leave with the audience is for all Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora, whether in South Africa or in the UK or in the United States, or wherever you are, go home, register to vote, and vote. Because there's nothing that guarantees our safety in foreign lands unless we fix our own country. We need to start fixing our country. Before we get concerned about our neighbors' issues, let's focus on our own issues. And then also, I'll appreciate maybe if the government, because we know that life is difficult for most people, if our government can push that narrative of a diaspora vote, I think it would be very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Vincent. We really appreciate your time on our program.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mike.
Yebogambezulukandaba diyezwa osakhulayo isizalwane seZimbabwe usomapolitiki ungcwethi kwezombusazwe njalo ngusomabhizimusi isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala kwele South Africa uVincent Chuma ethinta phela udaba womkankaso lo we-Operation Dudula olujonge ukubona ukuthi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abahlala kwele South Africa abangene kwele South Africa okungekho emthethweni hayi izalwane ze-South Africa bathi hayi sebekhathele abasafuni sebefuna ukuthi baxothwe ngesiphangiphangi babuyele kibo. So uChuma uchasisa okuningi ngalo mkankaso echasiswa njalo ukuthi umkankaso lo uphazamisa njani impilo zabasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi into eqakathekile yukuthi umkankaso lo is not a reflection yowonke umuntu oyizalwane sakwele South Africa. Yasho ngempela ukuthi abantu abalutshwane ngempela abahlala emalokishini sikhangela okwenzakalayo eDoopsloot, eDurban, endaweni ezishiyeneyo abo-Hubro labo-Soweto. All these areas are lokishin areas. UChuma yasho ngempela ukuthi udubo olukhona yize ukuthi ama-resources angikhona kwele South Africa malutshwane. So lokhu kusho ukuthi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe ikakhulukazi abangene okungekho emthethweni are now labo sebengena and campaigning or bencintisana ukuthi umuntu abantu bathole imisebenzi, abantu bathole imvula, abantu bathole izinto ezijeneyo. So uyasho ngempela ukuthi yilo ludubo olukhona is ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abahlala kwele South Africa bedinga phela a brighter future, bedinga ikusasa elihle, bedinga imisebenzi, bedinga indlela zokuziphandela. Kodwa labo abakwele South Africa bayakhala labo ngodubo olufanayo lwemisebenzi, ngodubo lwamanzi, ngodubo lwakusasa, a good future zulukandaba. So yena uChuma yasho ngempela ukuthi hayi ukhanya ngani udubo lwangikhona is ukuthi uhulumeni wakwele South Africa is having challenges ukusiza abantu abakwele South Africa. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi labo abayizalwane zakwele South Africa baqale izinto zohlakela, baqale ukulwisana ngabantu abokuza abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. So those were the sentiments by uVincent Chuma. Muri eZimbabwe mangamuchinzwa hurukuro yandaita nava Vincent Chuma chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinogara muSouth Africa vangachitsanangura maonero avo nezvechirongwa cheOperation Dudula zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vari kuti aiwa bodu vanoita zvechokwadi vaakuda kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe but munhu wese akabva kune imwe nyika ari kugara muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo akapinda muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo asina mapepa ari right kuti vaonekane vachigara muSouth Africa vari kuti shoes propasi vanoita zvechokwadi vari kudzanzi vanhu ngavarove pasi ngavadzokere kwavakabva. Asi vaChuma vari kuti aiwa dambudziko riripo nechirongwa ichi cheOperation Dudula ndechekuti number one chiri kukanganisa upenyu hwevanhu vakati wandei nepamusana pekuti vanhu vari kumbunyikidzwa neveOperation Dudula havasi vanhu vasina mapepa chete, asi nangwe vanhu vane mapepa nawo hanzi vari kumbunyikidzwa. Takabva kunzwa kuurayiwa kweumwewo 44-year-old Elvis Nyati chizvarwa cheZimbabwe akaurayiwa kuDeepsloot uko. Kune vamwewo zvekare over the years vakaurayiwa vari zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nepamusana penyaya iyi yekuti zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vari kuti aiwa pane dambudziko rokuti vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kusvika hanzi vari kutora mabasa. Tazeya zvekare imwe nyaya nevachuma yenyaya yekuti hanzi kune vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kuuya vachizoita zvisiri pamutemo vachiita nyaya yemhirizhonga, vachiita nyaya yeumbavha. VaChuma vari kuti aiwa ichocho ichokwadi and vari kukurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hanzi ukaonawo mumwe wekuZimbabwe achiita umbavha muSouth Africa aiwa usatye enda kumapurisa onomuripota unotsanangura kuti aiwa pane munhu aripo nekuti hanzi ndizvo izvozvo zviri kukanganisa kudyidzana kuriko pakati pevanhu vekuSouth Africa pamwe chete nevanhu kune dzimwe nyika. So those were the sentiments they echoed by Vincent Chuma. But now, one thing that was highlighted throughout my conversation with Vincent Chuma Muri of Zimbabwe is that xenophobia or these outbreaks is not something that started with Operation Dudula. It's something that's been happening over the years, especially predominantly in township areas. Now, we're talking of areas like Soweto. We're talking of areas like Deepsloot. areas that are urban or high density suburbs. Now, let's head over to a clip that shows this history in 2015 in Soweto, where something similar happened, whereby shops that were owned by foreign nationals were broken into by locals, all claiming that foreign nationals are coming in and taking business from South Africans. Let's head over to that clip.
I don't think it's xenophobia, but what they are doing, it's crazy. It's crazy because our local shops now are going down. We do not support, we do not buy. So it's what they are doing, it's wrong. They should get up.
What is wrong? I hear you say that.
Taking job opportunities. Them coming here, it's fine. But they do not create job opportunities. It was better if they hire our local people to help them out.
My father passed away, so he left us with the shop. So I'm the one who's given the to rent. I'd have rented to the Pakistan. So what am I going to eat? So please, people, stop making this. Stop making this. They're not violent, these people. So why must it spread all over?
South Africa. That's an incident that happened in South Africa in 2015, whereby our locals broke into a store in Soweto. Were breaking into stores owned by foreign nationals, claiming that foreign nationals are taking over businesses and taking away business from local South Africans. So that was in South Africa. Just a clip there showing that xenophobia is not something that started with Operation Dutula. But now, Maria Zimbabwe and Gatizwe Zakare, I had a conversation with another young Zimbabwean based in South Africa, Mr. Donald Mbomba. He is a big, big, big Studio 7 supporter. I reached out to him. South Africa. How are they surviving in South Africa as Operation Dutula proceeds? And now Mr. Mbomba is based in Gauteng, which is where all this is happening. So I reached out to him to hear his thoughts. Gatizwe, Maundro Ava Mbomba. Chirongwa che operation Dutula chiri kukanganisa sei upenyu wenyu sele chidiki bari kugara mu South Africa.
Chinoka ganisa sapanyanya nokuti ndatasa kuti kuya kwataka ita kuno mukoma maita. Tina kuya kuti tikozogara. Saizi tsvakawo mafuro manyoro. Tikuti hatifanisi kuziva kanyika. Saka mukatasa zvazvava chizviyo nenyaya yekuyawe kuti vanongoti hashadi vanhu. Mbadzo. Nyaya tikara yekuti. targetiwa muno kutsaka achakwanisi zvakapfita zvakarinda kwadaita yazvichiwande kurara mas chakwanisi kuno kuti kozvino kunyange pabasa kana varungu chava vachakwanisi kuti pabasa ngekuti vakukosha kuti a ndikazopinda imi babasa ndikawanikwa ndinogona kukwanisa mudziyo yangu kana vaku vanoita zvemarori vaya mahaulage company achakwanisi kuhaya madhiraivha anobva kumusha kwedu zvazvingokea izvo zvokuti mota dzangu dzikabatwa pamugwagwa dzinogona kupwanya nekuti dzinenge dzichichairwa nevanhu vasiri ino ndozvakunoita saka zvakutimiika chaiko taparumana nzombe panyangabva mushore chapo chaipo mukomana iti
chinonzwa vakuru vakuru vechirongwa cheoperation tutula vachiti aiwa ivo vari kuda kuti vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vambobudawo musouth africa nekuti pari zvino vagari vazhinji vemusouth africa vari kuchema navowo mabasa havana zvino kuri kuya vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kutora mabasa uyezve kune vamwewo futi vari kusvika vachiita iyo yatinoti vachiita umbavha sevechidiki vanobva muzimbabwe munozvitambira seizvi
handinyanye zvangu handibvumira navo zvavari kutaura nokuti zvavari kutaura zvine manyepo akawanda nokuti mabasa avari kutaura ndo mabasa akashoreka atazviita muno mumazhinji vana vekuzimbabwe mamwe acho zvekushanda mudzimba dzavarungu tichitsvaira mudzimba dzavarungu tichiita zvipi nezvipi mabasa akashoreka vanoseka saka kuti vazochipedza mabasa avo handinyanye kubvumira nazvo nti vamwe vanenge vashanda mapurazi pavasingadiwo kushanda vamwe vanenge vashandawo muzvitoro mavasingadiwo kushanda saka kuti iwo zoti tapedza mabasa ati nekuti mabasa mazhinji mamwe ungatarisa kuno vanhu vekuzimbabwe vamwe vanopedza mabasa avasina kudzidzira kana kuti nekuti ndo aripo asi unoona hako kuti zvine makurukota ehurumende ari mukati mazvo ndozvandikona pane makurukota ehurumende unotonzwa kana matauriro avanoita unonyatsokuona matauriro avanoita nokunzwa anoti ha pane ruvengo guripo
zvino mukoma Donald kwamuri kwamunogara uko kusouth africa vagari vemusouth africa vari kukutambirai sei vari kukutambirai nemufaro here kana kuti chii
aiwa unotowa vamwe vatinotaura navo vamwe vanenge vachida kunemera zvavo vachitobvunza kuti kosaka muchadzokera rini nekuti zvinhu zvavanenge vachiona pamatv nekuzoona pamasocial media zvichiitika saka vanenge vachiona zvinitiiaana soweto vava kutotibvunza kusaka muchadzokera rini mashoko iwawo anogona kunge anoita kurunzira ruvengo kwokuti hapasina munhu atingati akachengetedzeka nekuti zvinokwanisa kungotangira chaiko kwauri hatichasiri zvinhu zvekuisoweto kana kuti kuti chii zvangova zvinhu zvangoda kutekeshera pose pose nekuti kana kujegeni tikuiza kuti vatangaze rimwe divishoni ravo iroro kana kuti brandi ravo rekuda kupazvonatal province
chimwe chichemo chiripo chatinohwa kubva kwavari kunyanya vagari vose vemusouth africa vanoti aiwa hongu varipo vagari vemusouth africa vanoita zveumbavha asi zvinovarwadza kuona vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vachipindawo musouth africa navowo vakuita umbavha semumwewo wevechidiki anogara musouth africa zvii zvamungataura kune vechidiki vekuzimbabwe vanouya kusouth africa vachitsvaga mabasa vokoniwa kuwana mabasa vopindawo munyaya dzeumbavha
ivangaudiwa ndingatiwawo hangu ndichiti dei tangoziva zvatakapambira kuno nekuti tisazvisoresa kana kusoresa chimiro chichiripenyu chizive zvatakapambira kuno tingoitawo zvekutsaararamo zviri pajekerero china chimbavha mukati asi nehangu ndinorambirana namashoko iwawo nekuti mukatarisa kana statistic dzavo uno inowadza semunhu anofarira zvangu zvekuterera zvenhau nhau unohwa kuti nyaya dzinoitika muno zhinji dzemhosva dzinopagwa navo vagari vemu kana ukateerera kangapa panyuzi kana ukatenda nyuzipepa ukavereka unoona kuti nyaya zhinji dzinoitwa nevanhu muno asi ivo havo vanozoda kungotakunyira nyoka mhenyu kwatiri nekuti isupiri vabva kure tiri nherera hatetina notimiringa ndozvinenge zvichiitika nekuti mukatasa afta kufa kwamukoma ezvetinyatikuni mupopo ndakanzwa kuti kugiyani kune mumwe munhu akapiswa kuti hokumusha kwedu achinzi akapomedzwa zvekubasa zvinhu zvinonetsa asi ivo kana variko vari kuita izvozvo vekumusha ndinongoti ha rapisianetsika dzakadaro
wausulukandaba ndisandikuzwa ingxoxo engiyenze lo Donald Mamboma osakhulayo oyizalanisa kwele Zimbabwe yena uhlala kwele South Africa umamboma ubechasisa ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokhu okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa his sentiments were very similar to okushiwo ngumnumzana uVincent Chuma echasise esithi into ayibonayo izukuthi udlakela lolu alusekelwi nguZulu jikelele wakwele South Africa, alusekelwa ngabantu abalutshwane ngempela, ikakhulukazi ema-township, ema-high density suburbs, abo-deep slot, abo-Soweto. Lapho khanya ngani uZulu uhlangana ngohlupho oluningi with several challenges olubhoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Bona bayakhala ngempela besithi foreign nationals, abantu bobuza abantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe sebethatha imisebenzi njalo baphula umthetho. So uMambo Moyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi, yebo kuliqiniso ukuthi bakhona abadabuka kule Zimbabwe abake baboshwa ngodaba lolu betheswa icala lokuthi baphula umthetho kwele South Africa. So uyasho ngempela uMambo esekela lokho okushiwo nguThuma esithi nxa uyizalanisa kwele Zimbabwe, if you see crime, report crime. So yilolu daba esilalo kuhlelo zulukanti ababhala nini bonenu ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa. If you're in South Africa, bhala phela kukhasi lethu leFacebook ukuthi how are you doing, njalo ukuthi umkhankaso lo we-Operation Dudula ubona njani. We also reached out to another young Zimbabwean zulukanti abasixoxe njalo lo nto ungamele incube. Omunye wabasakhulayo oyizalanisa kwale Zimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Asizweni umbono kaNtungameli Ncube.
Hayi, thina lapha inkinga thina esihlangana nazo ziningi kakhulu. Uma sithi siyakhangela imikhankaso efana nale, ziyasi-accepta kakhulu izinto ezinje. So ukuthi kube kuthiwa ilizwe lethu beli-right, besiyakwazi ukuthi siyaphindela emazweni ethu, ngoba njengamanje so asikwazi ukuthi bona kumele sezeni. Ngoba kwenzakala into ezifana lezi le government yalapha, siyabona ukuthi akuna action engathi yayithatha ngezinto ezenzakalayo.
Ukwethusela okwenziwa ngabe Operation Dudula kuphazamisa njani impilo zenu njengabasakhulayo abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kodwa selihlala kwele South Africa?
Mina ngibona ngathi njengabantu abakhulu abasakhulayo, so kuzo yenza influence engekho right, especially mazikhangela ukuthi intsha yase-Africa yonke iyazi kukhangela ukuthi kwenzakala njengamanje South Africa. So at the end uthole ukuthi ngemva kweminyaka indlela i-Africa ezobe sesikhangelana ngayo nabanye, sokuyithesi singabantu abadala, so besiloku sikhangelana ngalezi zinto zokuthi kona thina sake saphila kanje ezweni elithile, labo ama-South African lawo uma efika kwamanye amazwe ukuthi means nabo bazokhangela ukuthi sokumele ukuthi be-treat-a ngaleya ndlela, kuyasenza ukuthi vele singabi i-United Kingdom of Africa njengamanje. So into eyenzakalayo
kodwa lina abahlala kwele South Africa manje kuyaphazamisa na impilo zenu, liyathola imisebenzi, liyenelisa ukuhlela kahle laba vela kwele South Africa na?
In fact khona kwezinye indawo thina besingaka-affecteki kakhulu abanye, kuyasi-affecta nje lapho nalapho, but endaweni zemisebenzi vele hayi, i-youth earning vele ayisebenzi. Kuya-affecta kakhulu abantu njengamanje abakhona ukuthi bengahamba-hamba nje be-travel nje, nomuntu efuna ukuya kwenye indawo useqala ukubalisa ukuthi kona eyi lapha mhlawumbe nangahlangana nento ezithile, vele kuya sokwenza abantu behlale nje bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, ngoba abakwazi ukuthi kona isimo esiqhubekayo kwenzakalani njengamanje.
Abe Operation Dudula bona bathi bafisa ukuthi bonke abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abangene kwele South Africa okungekho emthethweni babuyele kibo ngesiphangiphangi ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa bathatha imisebenzi njalo bayingxenye yabantu abaphula umthetho wakwele South Africa. Ukubona njani lokho?
Hayi, khona bengabe bekhuluma okokuthi umuntu ophula umthetho siyakubona, bengabe bekhuluma iqiniso ukuthi abantu baphula umthetho, kodwa i-crime ayikhethi ukuthi ngubani oyenza i-crime, ayisikuthi bayabeyenza bebodwa labo bantu, both ama-South African nama-Zimbabweans bayayenza i-crime. So endabeni ye-crime leyo singayibeka eceleni, ngoba lapho nje iyivika lokuthi khona bona bebe ne-way yokuthi benze lento abafuna ukuyenza. Ngezinye indlela bona bengabe bengasafuna abantu bangaphandle, eda kunabantu ababasebenzisayo ukuthi hayi kwenziwe into ethile. Mina ngendlela engibona ngakhona ngibona ukuthi labo bantu bavota eda sometimes ezesicawa nti mhlawumbe kunama-politician phakathi angabe ephezu kwesimo leso, ngoba kube kuthiwa abantu labo abantu nje, ithimba labantu angeke besebenzise leyo nto for ukuthi bane-freedom yokwenza lokho, but umthetho kuyamele ukuthi umthetho udlale indima yawo, ngoba njengamanje so abantu bangaphandle kula muntu obamelayo. noma kwenzakalani akula umuntu obamelayo noma kungathiwa kuna makhesi akwendane nabo report something kuzima ukuthi amakhesi akho efongo attendwa nje into yonke nje uyabona nje ukuthi vele abanaki abanakekela nje abantu baseZimbabwe hayi most yesivaningi but indlela vele abathithwa ngakhona asiyo ndlela e-right iSouth Africa into eyenzakala lapha iyayenza ukuthi next time kudala lesinezayo kube nempilo ngaso zibe right phakathi kwabantwana abazokhula ngoba kuzobe sokukhangela le ndlela bona abakhuliswa ngakhona bese siyathola ukuthi awusoze kusasalisana kahle phambi.
Ncube uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa usanda ukuphuma egcekeni esithi akasekeli abe-Operation Dudula. Uphinde njalo wabakhuthaza ukuthi bathiyane ngomkhuba wokuhlukumeza abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. Njengosakhulayo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa, ukubona njani lokho okusanda ukushiwo nguMongameli?
Ukuthi ekhulume kanjalo asikwazi. Ukhulumile ukuthi khona yena akalusekeli nje uhlala ukukhuluma kudala lento yasuka. So ukukhuluma ekhuluma ngomlomo akukuthi ukuthi khona into leyo yizinzile. Which means njengamanje namhlanje bahambile base Durban sibabona bese Durban njengamanje. So ukuthi uyakhuluma kodwa into le abayistop. Which means ukukhuluma kwakhe yikumbambatha kuphela sike ukuthi umuntu oyabe ekhuluma uyambambatha nje kuphela ukuthi khona abantu bengacabanga ukuthi yena isekela. Ile siqiniso esingakanani kube kuthathwe kukhitshwe i-operating noma sebethethwe labo abantu bezidula babotha noma kube kuthiwa bayenziwe ama-meeting kukhulunywe nabo kubonakala ukuthi kuba nesisombululo esiphuma sisiyaphi kunokuthi khona abantu la bebeqhubeke besenza into le kodwa yena la eqhubeke esithi hayi mina ngiyisekele kodwa kungena action ayithathayo ngoba njengamanje soyinto ebuhlungu ukuthi kuyalahleka imiphefumulo yabantu labo bantu labo ayisongxenye ingxenye lowo muntu asosigebenga ebe isigebenga noma sosigebenga sikwazi kuthina.
Ngifisa ukuthinta njalo udaba lokuphulwa komthetho. Bona bathi bakhona ngempela abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abaphula umthetho engempela siyezwa ukuthi bakhona abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe aseke baboshwa ngenxa yokuthi baphula umthetho. Ukubona njani lokhu ngathini ukuthi umuntu ongisakhulayo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe yena oke wazama ukubuya kwele South Africa edinga umsebenzi kodwa waswela umsebenzi wasengena ke kundaba zohlakela kundaba zokutshontsha njalo indaba zinjalo.
Kodwa i-crime vele yona bayayenzwa vele. Mina ukubona kwami suka nazelela ukuthi uma singikhangela ukuthi abantu esifika sonke emakhaya asifani. Thina lami ngiku-youth stage manje vele indaba ezinjalo ngiyazibona ziyenzakala abangani bami abanye bazenza izinto ezifana nalezo kodwa asiko ukuthi ngaze ngikusekele. Abantu into lezi bazenza especially uma nginanzelela ukuthi kuyabe kunabantu basuka from ekhaya ezimu vele bengabantu ababe bekuskime esiyabe sizile sikuleyo ndlela ngoba ngingakhangela ukuthi njengamanje uma bengasebenzi so from eZimbabwe besuka eZimbabwe besiza la eSouth Africa ebese kuya thothe ehlale nabantu vele abasebenza imisebenzi yokuganga yikho ukwenza ukuthi ekugcine ejoyina nayo ama-gangsters wona la agangayo kodwa kube kuthiwa nalo ilizwe lakithi belikubona khona lokhu lo hulumende wakithi kube yayibona le nto le ebenonembeza ukuthi khona abantu abakhe basegangeni njengamanje bayahlukumezeka hhayi adezobonisa ubuntu bokuthi ngurhulumende wabantu but indlela uhulumende wakithi onganaki ngakhona izizalwane zakhe zaseZimbabwe akusibonisi vele ukuthi khona sifana nje lezi zintandane ukuthi nathi la esivela khona akulanto esiyenzelwayo nala siyakhona akula way forward akula muntu okufunayo laseZimbabwe uma uhlala uyahlala kuphela ayikho imali eZimbabwe kunzima vele i-youth vele iyakhula kodwa vele imisebenzi eyitholayo eZimbabwe kuyafanana nje ukuthi noma bengahlalela ngani ngapha sometimes bekusangcono before hayi manje sokuwesi ngoba vele iningi sikhithiwe emsebenzini abasasebenzi okungcono nje kubuyela emakhaya kuphela.
So there, those were the sentiments echoed by Mr. Mamboma. The similar sentiments were echoed by Mr. Ntungameli Ncube, but they also touched on another element is that they feel as though Operation Dudula is not a reflective of the entire South African nation. He says it's a very small population of people who have that mindset. The rest of the people are seen as welcoming people. Another thing he highlighted is, in his opinion, And this is something that was highlighted by all panelists that were part of today's discussion, Mr. Vincent Chuma, Mr. Donald Mamboma, is that they feel as though a lot of these xenophobic outbreaks are pushed by our local politicians who really are campaigning, and a lot of this stuff happens especially towards election season. So they feel as though this is something that is pushed by local politicians. So what are your thoughts, Maria Zimbabwe? If you're in South Africa, please do write on our Facebook page. Tell us how you're doing. Tell us how you're receiving, how you're feeling amidst Operation Tutula. Now, as we wrap up tonight's discussion, Maria Zimbabwe, I also reached out to Elvis Mugari. This is a recent conversation that we had about how foreign nationals are being treated in South Africa. This wasn't exactly pertaining to Operation Tutula, but it covers a lot of the things and a lot of the sentiments. Mr. Mugari delves into the history of xenophobia in South Africa. And another thing he touches on is why these xenophobic outbreaks keep happening. So let's head over to that conversation that I had with Mr. Mugari.
We have here in South Africa political refugees, and also we have economic refugees. Unavailability in Zimbabwe of, you know, empowerment opportunities for the young people. So we need to understand that these young people, they are economically active. What they need to do first is to find greener pastures, is to find a conducive environment for entrepreneurship, a conducive environment, you know, so that they can work. Now coming to South Africa, they are now into the receiving country. There is a series of challenges. One of them is, you know, the competition now. It's now a competition of, employment opportunities. And also the other challenge is the challenge of the illegality, the legality part of being into the country, because you need papers, you need documents, you need. So the process here in South Africa, you might come here as a political refugee, and you need an asylum. And the government of South Africa has been taking long to process, you know, these documents. We have private sector in South Africa. The private sector is benefiting from the refugees who are coming into South Africa. Why am I saying the private sector? Because the private sector is employing these people, but the private sector is paying these people, low wages, which the South Africans themselves, South African citizens, they don't want to be involved. I'll give you, for instance, the refugees are into the industry, the hospitality industry. So South African citizens, they don't want to be involved in this. The people who are into the private sector doesn't want to spend much into labor. They say the South Africans need much when in terms of no payments, the monthly basis, in terms of wages. It is about these refugees that are desperate. They can take anything. There is now a congestion into the labor market, and they are saying we are not getting employment. Maybe it is because of a lot of challenges. Like we are in the pandemic now, and the industry around the world, all the industries were decimated by this pandemic. Now there is a stretch, there is a congestion to the labor market, and the South Africans are now saying there is a congestion to the labor market because of foreign nationals. The foreign nationals are taking our jobs. We have seen a lot of people being robbed, a lot of people being killed, but they are not only foreign nationals. And the reasons why these young people are getting into, you know, these ills, it's because of the inavailability of these social nets, the inavailability of, you know, the protection and the inavailability of opportunities for them to survive. Governments from the worst countries must try to intervene and provide the safety nets.
Elvis Mugari there, a young Zimbabwean rights activist based in South Africa, explaining the history of xenophobia. Well, my time here is up, Muriya Zimbabwe. Thank you so much to all my panelists, Mr. Vincent Chuma, Donald Mamboma, and Ntungamile Ncube, for giving us their thoughts on tonight's discussion. Let's meet same time, same place next week. Pano, Panepenyure Studio 7, Pachonga Chudu Chevetidiki. I go by the name of Mike Hove, Muriya Zimbabwe. Do not forget, @MikeHove_ is my Twitter and Instagram username. So if you're looking to join us, please feel free to reach out via social media, and we can make plans to have you on the program. Muriya Zimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Pano, Panepenyure Studio 7. Bye-bye.